There were five that sailed on a July morn, near a breath of wind in sight. John Moore, his brother, and John's three sons, on a vessel named for his wife. They waved goodbye to their families as they made their way out past the shore. It was the last anyone saw hide nor hair of the crew and the Marian Moore. The wind came up from out of nowhere, and the sky had turned pitch black. As the women, they waited anxiously for their loved ones to return back. And night fell fast as the moon she cast a dark gloom across the shore. And the townspeople gathered to pray for the crew of the Marian Moore. As daylight broke in the close-knit town, the boats prepared to sail. They searched the coast both far and wide, all to no avail. Again next day and for days after that, they came back with the same report. The sea, she gave up neither hide nor hair, the fate of the Marian Moore. On the hill there are five crosses, near a body to claim the grace. As the town cries out for its losses and the sacrifices they made, now the widows, they stand by the shoreline each day, as they've done many a day before, and throw flowers into the waters below for the crew of the Marian Moore. And there are those that swear when there's mist in the air, got a glimpse of her out past the shore. But only God can lay claim to whatever became of the crew and the Marian Moore. Yes, only God can lay claim to whatever became of the crew and the Marian Moore.